Today's podcast is brought to you by Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, offering dog boarding, bathing, and daycare in an eco-friendly environment. Our pet care with a personal touch is not just a motto, it's really what we do. Our touch extends to the food without preservatives, quality and natural shampoos, inclusive boarding, and a green living environment. Sounds like I might want to check in. Visit us anytime on our Facebook page, Mariah Bell Manor Kennel, or mariahbellmanorkennel.com. Enjoy your program. This is Rayshan from Mariah Bell Manor Kennel. Living life tails up is a combination of balance and tail wagging humor, hopefully, that'll make your nose go down and your tails go up and keep you on track. A balanced lifestyle combining what we do every day in the kennel with some humor, some ideas, and some positive happy bubbles shot out there so everybody can have a little happy, positive, and live a little tails up. Today, we're considering the change of seasons. Not every area has this, but in our area, we change the seasons. And each season has sort of this bellwether. You know that it's getting ready to happen, but do you really catch on to all these little hints? For us, spring normally means two things. Well, three things. Daffodils, hair, and mud. And mud is a thing we've talked about before, and we're going to talk about it later. But daffodils, peonies. If you've ever watched peonies, first of all, you see these just this little bitty red piece, and then you turn your back and they poof, they're there. They grow, I think, 6 inches overnight. They're the most amazing things, I think, just ever. And hair. Living at Mariah Bell Manor and having the kennel and the horses and the farm, hair is a thing. Did you know, fact, that hair growth is controlled by circadian rhythm? So if you have a dog or a cat or a whatever you have that sheds, that means the circadian rhythm, the amount of light, actually controls the hair shedding. So if you have a horse that you're showing or you have a dog that you don't want to shed, then you put them under light for more days, more hours, more time, and that keeps their hair from shedding out as much. It also really messes up their circadian rhythm. Talk to the people up in Denmark or down in Antarctica where that's just wonky. But in our area, we have seasons, and that means hair, mud, and daffodils. So I just think from a microbiological point of view and a cell biology point of view, and why shouldn't we go there? Do you know how much cell growth it takes to make a peony go from this little bitty eraser size to 6 inches tall and put little leaves out and all those little cells growing and doing all their little stuff? I think that's fascinating. And then all the hair follicles. At our house, our neighbor has peacocks, one neighbor has chickens, and we have horses. I think this is a match made in heaven. Mother Nature and Father Time knew exactly what they were doing with the sunshine because as the hair is coming out of the horses and the dogs, it's nest building and they want that lovely, wonderful winter hair to downy line their nests so that when their little eggs come along, they have this beautifully soft, wonderful little thing. However, I think the trees have a very different view of this. Now, this has nothing to do about supporting the nest because the hair is kind of light, but I think it has to do with how the hair comes off. So if you have a dog at this time of year, and they get those pajama bottoms on the back, you know the dogs I'm talking about, the corgis, the shepherds, the goldens, they've got that really heavy, fuzzy, thick coat in the back rear side. And that's the hardest hair to get rid of. And a lot of times this year, you'll start seeing them scoot along. Well, it itches as that hair is coming out. And they start scooting and everybody thinks, oh, there's glands back there. This time of year, they're trying to get rid of that hair. And if you get to looking, there's this little hair trail going right along where they've been scooching and scratching and trying to get the hair out. In the pasture, Gandalf's down there. Joyce is a bay collar, so he's kind of a reddish brown. Gandalf is a gray. And this time of year, you can go up and you can see this wonderful pasture out in the morning. You know, the bucolic nature, right? Ha ha. Okay. There's some mud, there's some grass that's been eaten, and there's some frost on the grass that still has some color. And about midday, all this frost is taken off and it's looking pretty good. It's looking like grass in spring, except for a few patches. And the first time I see this every spring, it should click, but it doesn't. Every now and then you walk out and you see these patches and I'm thinking, well, did the sun not hit in the middle of the pasture? Why is it just frosted right there? And then I go, oh, yes, that's where Gandalf, just like the dog scooting across the floor, rolled himself all over and left all this white hair, and it still looks like frost in the pasture. On the opposite side, when Choice rolls in the red clay in Maryland, he doesn't show the dirt, but Gandalf is exploring his inner redhead. But that's a different story, too. So you have the trees. We brought up the trees. It's not the weight of the nests. It's where the critters rub against the trees. And the internet is filled with pictures of critters rubbing against trees. It is actually very funny, but it actually takes the bark off the trees and kills some trees. So the trees, I don't think, are so really excited about being the itching post. The birds get all excited, and when we go out to brush the hair off the horses or the goats or the whatever you have, cow shed too, you know, you get all this dog hair, the downy hair, the horse hair, the cow hair, the hair everywhere. There's hair everywhere in the spring. And they're putting in the nests, and the birds get this really happy sound. If you've never heard this, you need to go out and listen to birds lining their nests with this hair. They get very, very happy when they find this hair. And they're up there lining the nests, and then the wind comes along. Because it's spring and March, and poof, there's a lot of wind in spring and March and April. And it blows it out of the nest. And then all of a sudden, you find these shiny things in a hair wad, and you're wondering, where the heck did this come from? Well, every now and then, when you have a storm and a windstorm, get to watching, because I think the birds trade the nest. And it gets a little bit interesting, because they get into the bird fights. So as you're out there walking around thinking about this, watch for the birds, watch for the nests, watch for the dogs, and take a look and see where the frost is and where the frost isn't, and who's shedding out and who's not. Until next time, keep your nose down, your tails up, and your path lit.